Okay, so this is going to be short, but I wanted to talk about it because I've heard presidents, I've heard a lot of people in high positions say, "What does 1,000 points of light mean?" It's really easy. I talked about it on YouTube, and since the YouTube channel was banned, censored, let me upload it here. 1,000 points of light, what is that? 1,000 points of fake light is what it's about. Solomon had 1,000 concubines. 1,000 concubines, and they were all pulling them into idolatry. 1,000 points of light. The whole system, the devil's anti-system, is to pull you into idolatry, to worship some kind of movie star, to worship some kind of job, Amazon, Walmart, some kind of corporation, worship yourself. There's 1,000 idols out there. They're idols. just like a Jezebel or a Delilah, it's an idol. An idol, 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 idol. And so whatever you're being drawn to that's not biblical, that's not oriented around Jesus alone, faith alone and Jesus alone, it could be a works-based salvation, it could be a legalistic, same thing, legalism, it could be any religious system, but it's a fake, it's a Lucy light. Movies, you could worship movies or writers or actors, or you could worship a leader. It could be a leader, a president or a senator or some kind of statesman. You could worship yourself. You could worship your inventions. You could worship a house. You could worship Jupiter or Mars or Pluto or whatever, but it's all idols. The Bible makes it clear that there's only one God. And all these idols that these people worship, it's just false. It's fake. It's false. But it's built into man to worship God. It's built into the human to worship God. It's really built into all creation to praise God. Even Jesus said when he was right, he said, if y'all don't praise, the rocks will shout out. It's built into creation to worship God. Anything created it's built to worship. Your organs, they're vibrating. Your organs in your body are worshiping God. It's obvious. Your body is made to worship God. Everything that you do, your voice, your words, your thoughts, it's all a worship service. And so you've been bought with a price, you know. And you might say, well, I don't want to work. You might say, well, that's boring. You know, I dated this girl one time. She was not saved, and I don't know why I went out. Well, I know why I went out with her, because I dated her before in high school before I got saved, and years later I saw her and dated her again. She said, well, I think it'll be boring. And I said something about going to heaven. She said, I think it'll be boring. I don't want to go to heaven. It'll be boring there. I said, what do you mean? She just said, everybody playing harps. What she was saying is worshiping God. She would be bored worshiping God. Now think about this. Now I put a lot of thought in this. So what she would rather do is be down here in the material, be down here on the earth plane in the flesh, worshiping the flesh, just repeating the flesh every day. I mean, think about really what your life consists of. You go to work, you eat, you sleep, you learn a little bit. If you're married, you have babies. And that's it. You drink. A lot of people, most people, and I'm not talking about saved people right now, but just think about the average person. They're drinking. They're working. They think they're getting ahead. They're building. Even if they build a business, who do they leave it to when they die? You know? They're building systems that are going to be destroyed. It's temporary, temporal. I didn't have the knowledge I do now back then, but when she said that, I should have said, well, don't you think that every day's, don't you get tired of every day down here? Doesn't that get boring? Doesn't eating get boring? Doesn't going to work? You can learn all the subjects in the world, and eventually that gets boring. Solomon found that out. I found that out on my own. Electrical work, plumbing work, computers, telephone work. I've had 10,000 subscribers, and I talked to many people before that. It's the same conversations repeat. When you drive with Uber, I had some people riding with Uber, and they said, I bet this was the most exciting conversation you ever had. I said, to be honest with you, I've already had this conversation. I said, every conversation it's been said. I'm serious. With Uber, they always say, what's the worst ride you ever had? Or what's the most exciting ride you ever took? Or something like that, you know. Already had these conversations 1,000 times. Talked to enough people. I've heard every gurus. All the gurus end up saying the same thing. They end up saying, you're God. All the gurus end up worshiping themselves. All the preachers or the saved people end up worshiping God, knowing that the only way back to God is through Jesus. And so there's two paths. You either worship yourself, and wouldn't that get old too? Or you worship God, who's unlimited, you know? And, you know, while you're down here in the natural, until you hit a certain age, you're probably not going to understand what I'm saying. Because you have this big light. You won't have all these dreams in front of you. You want to have this or have this family or have these kids. But what happens when you have kids and one of them turns against you, or one of them dies, or one of them ends up in jail, or car wreck, or they could, there's some good things that happen too. Then you got the grandkids, and then you start to see the repeat, right? And then you start to say, wait a minute, they're going through what I went through, and I'm going through what my grandparents went through, and the politics repeat, everything repeats. You're in a repeat. All you have to do is look at the telephone poles as you're driving down the road, or the dashes on the street. It's a repeat. And so when you start to see the repeat in the natural, it gets old. So what's more important? I mean, what's more new? Worshiping God or worshiping the natural plane, the 3D plane? Worshiping God in 5D, 6D, 7D, 11D, 12D, whatever dimension God is. What's more exciting, the spiritual or the natural? The natural, your body's actually dying. You're actually walking around in a body that's, the fingernails are dead, the hair is dead, the skin peels off, dead skin. I mean, think about it. The same God that will raise Jesus from the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Your mortal body, mortal is morg, M-O-R, goes back to death. Mortgage, if you don't pay your mortgage, it's dead. So the 1,000 points of light are 1,000 points of Lucy light, Lucifer, to try to pull you into idolatry and delusion and believe in a lie. I mean, how many skirts can you chase before that gets old? How many beers can you drink before that gets old? I mean, come on. How many TV series can you watch before that gets old? You know? How many places can you travel before it gets old? It's just dirt and sand and a mountain and a valley and some water. Everywhere you go on the earth, doesn't matter where you travel, it's either rocks or sand or dirt, or an ocean, or mountains, or a valley, I mean, or a cave. I mean, how many places can you travel before that gets old? How many careers can you learn before that gets old? I've had 100 and some jobs in my lifetime because I've always worked 2 jobs. I worked my way through college. And I'm telling you, when you find a job that you enjoy, doesn't matter how much they pay, if you enjoy it, do it. Stay there. If you find a job that you it's like it's your calling, stay in it. Because when you go to work, you're thinking, I'm getting paid to do this. I enjoy this, you know. But eventually everything gets old down here, and eventually you notice older people, when you talk to them, it's like they've already heard it 1,000 times. And why don't the young people listen to the older? I don't know. I guess they have to hit a certain age before they start listening to the older people. I've heard so many older people say it over the years that the young people just don't listen. But if they did, you could save them a lot of trouble. But you have to go through the pain yourself before you really learn it, you know. And some stuff, even the older people don't know. You have to push. When you really want to push spiritually, push out the baby spiritually until Christ be formed in you. You got to go through some struggles. You might have to fast and pray and say, Lord, what am I missing? And he might have to show up on the scene, because there's a lot of preachers that don't talk. They never talk about Jezebel spirit trying to usurp the authority in a home, in a job, in a church, or whatever. They're just not gonna talk about it, especially in their church, because if they talk about it, the whole church will probably leave, you know. A lot of people plant themselves right underneath authority to usurp that authority without that, and play little games with the authority, to usurp the authority without the authority even knowing what's going on under their nose. I'm serious. I've seen it so many times, it's not even funny. They want the authority, but they don't want the responsibility. They want the privilege, but not the responsibility. They want to blame it on somebody else. That's the deal with most situations. Another thing is enabling and codependency. And what's the purpose of that? Why would somebody enable and be codependent? Because they don't want to be by themselves. They want that. They don't have their identity in Christ, so they got to have somebody around at all times. They can't be by themselves. They don't know how to function by themselves. They wouldn't even understand that concept. If you tell somebody, I've been by myself 20 years, they can't even comprehend that. If you say, I've been without music for 3 years, they can't, that blood, they don't even understand that. I've been without a TV for 20 some years, they can't understand that. Why? Because they have to have the noise, the distraction, because that idolatry is so encoded in the old Adam. It's not even funny. The old Adam has to have noise and something going on, because it has to worship something of the earth, or be preoccupied with something of the earth plane instead of being occupied with the spiritual plane. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, the inner man. I mean, I'm not talking about right now. I'm not even talking about saved or unsaved. I'm talking about everybody. People don't understand that. They don't need any of the world system's lies. It's all Lucy lies. It's Luciferian lies. Wherever there's a void, the devil is going to get in there. That's why your grandparents said an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Why would anybody want an idle mind? Meditation, contemplation, reading. You know, you would never want to be an idle, have an idle mind, unless you're just chilling, you know, sleep, you know, meditating, resting, or whatever. But even then, your thoughts shouldn't be towards evil. It should be towards good. And how are you going to keep your thoughts towards good? In the Word, you know. You could be planning on building stuff. You know, hobbies are good, building's good. All you know, things that you do down here, you know, are good if it's positive and help people. Look, the Bible says, In the Old Testament, this is before the New Testament, in all labor there's profit, for in the grave there's no work. Now that was written when the saints would go down into the paradise, but now captivity has been set free, you know. Jesus descended and he ascended. He went down and preached to the spirits in prison, right? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. So now, when you die, you don't go down in the earth and in paradise. You go straight up to heaven. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. It's a new economy. So what happened with Solomon to go into idolatry so bad? Same thing is happening today. All these theories, all these false doctrines, all these witches and warlocks and Wiccans and false teachers and false prophets and all that. So instead of him trusting God, he went into all those other doctrines, Gentile doctrines, doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils. And so all around you, the news, the media, the politics, the he said, she said, and all these people that come on here and on YouTube, and they get online and they say, follow me, this is the way, instead of saying follow Jesus. They'll get on there and smoke a pipe and say, I'm in the now, do what I do, and they get millions of followers. It's a trip. And then when that leader, loses his mind or loses his cool, all those followers get disillusioned, because that leader never says you're born in sin, then everybody's born in sin, everybody's born in the old Adam, and so all these people don't know about sin. They want this to be heaven on earth. It's impossible. How can a sinful situation be heaven on earth? It can't. The flesh is nothing but sin. The flesh creatures, even the saved person, even if you get saved, you're still in these old Adam bodies, you know. You haven't got your new body yet. So what am I saying? The whole duty of man is to find God, worship God, keep His commandments. What are His commandments? To believe on His Son whom He has sent, the Bible says. And so what's the whole duty of man? To seek God. To worship God, to rest in God, to believe in God. But all these thousands of lights that are Lucy lights and fake lights and glimmers of, they might even have some truth when they're teaching, but it's not the real truth. It's not the whole truth. They might even use the name Jesus, but they never say you must be born again. They might use the name Jesus, but never say you're born in sin and you're going to burn in hell unless you get saved. They might even use the name God or Jesus or something, but they don't give you the absolute truth. And they don't rightly divide the truth. And so all these lights pull people into idolatry, just like Solomon. Solomon, the wisest man ever lived, fell into idolatry. That ought to tell you something right there. It took 1,000 concubines to pull Solomon into idolatry. And so what's the devil doing? He's trying to make a copy of himself, and he doesn't care which religion or which doctrine you believe, just as long as it's not biblical sound doctrine. You can go this way, go this. The devil don't care how many paths you take or which path you take, as long as you don't run to Jesus. Because the devil wants you in idolatry, and the devil doesn't want you to have eternal life in Christ alone, by faith alone. He doesn't want you to have eternal life because he was kicked out of heaven. So if he got kicked out, he wants you to be kicked out. Do you understand what I'm saying here? A thousand lies. That's the Lucy light, the Lucifer light. It's on YouTube. It's on all the. It's in local churches. It's in your own house. People in your own house talking lies. It's across the street. It's everywhere. You can go to a local church and hear lies. Legalism. Trying to put you back under rule-based living instead of faith-based living. It's everywhere. It's in the music. It's encoded in the music. The lies they try to put in your mind through the music. But once you see through it, you see everything preaches Jesus. You see the 666 versus the 7. The flesh mind is encoded in everything, but the spirit mind is encoded in everything, because you see the war all the way back before the foundation of the world. You see the flesh versus the spirit at the cross. Jesus had to come down, become sin for us, raise up, because death couldn't hold him, because he is eternal life. He had to take on our sin. That's the negative side. That's the flesh side. And raise up. That's the spirit side. Because God is a spirit and God is holy, separate from sinners, undefiled. And so when Jesus rose from the dead, he completed the sine wave, the old Adam, the new Adam. And so that story is being repeated every moment of every day. It's encoded in your core. That's why you have to die daily to walk in the spirit. You're not going to walk in the spirit if you're walking in the flesh. You have to die daily. 1,000 distractions, 1,000 lights, 1,000 lies, 1,000 concubines, 1,000 whatever you want to call it. It's just a distraction away from your creator, is what it comes down to. To pull you into idolatry. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be playing a game of chess too much. It could be playing a game of checkers too much. Just whatever you focus on too much could be, even if it's a good thing, it could still be idolatry, because you're just, now if you're learning a trade, or you're, let's say you're an athlete and you want to get good at a sport, you know, that's going to take some time. But even then, you can't do that all the time. You know, workaholics, that's idolatry. I've been there. You work so much, you don't even take a break, you know. Why? It's a distraction. It's a Lucy light. Lucy. I love Lucy. They're trying to brainwash you into loving Lucifer. I love Lucy shows. The Lucy movie. That's the Lucy, they say, oh, Lucy went back and touched the finger of an ape and enlightened the ape. No. God made man out of the earth. Man didn't come from an ape. God made man from the earth. From the dust of the ground. Long story short, all the distractions, whatever they are, 1,000 points of light to try to find, the devil's trying to find something that you will worship instead of worshiping God. And Solomon went into idolatry because all those concubines were giving him all these weird teachings, whether it's magic and sorcery or whatever it is. He was falling into idolatry because of 1,000 concubines always giving him something new that's twisted to think about. For real. Now, we do have the completed Bible now, but he was a prophet. David was a prophet. Adam was a prophet. So they had it at their fingertips, but instead of going to God, they went to their counterparts, you know. It's obvious, people. 1,000 points of light pulled Solomon into idolatry. He had 1,000 concubines teaching him all these Egyptian religions and, who knows, probably Indian religions, all these false teachings that he was being fed by those concubines. And so all around you in your Gentile nation, you're being fed lies at every turn. And so the way you defeat it is go back to your Bible, open it up, and just read it and rightly divide it and cut the truth into its proper positions. portions, cut the truth into its proper portions, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, and rightly divide it. Get in the right dispensation. You know, find out who God was talking to. What dispensation? What age? Yeah, it's hard work. But if you want a sound mind, it's gonna take a lifetime. Yes, it's gonna take a lifetime. But it's worth it to have a sound mind instead of being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Why would you want to be tossed to and fro with Lucy lies? You don't. Once you get that Bible rightly divided, whether it's a job, whether it's problems that come up, you already know the truth. They can't deceive you anymore. The only reason they can give you 1,000 Luciferian Lucy lies is because you're not grounded in the truth. Or pride. Solomon might, probably because he was so wise, he had pride probably. That's the only thing. Or it just could be the concubine thing. He got soft sitting in that palace, you know. It's okay to go outside and sweat and dig in the ground and build some muscle. Just sitting behind a computer, that's part of the Luciferian game, to turn you into an AI couch potato is what it is. Go out and dig a hole or something. Build a fence or something. Get some sweat. Break some sweat. And when you get wore out and you feel like you've used all your muscles and you feel like you're going to pass out and you, Lord, I feel like I'll pass out, call out to God. Don't call out to a bunch of concubines that don't know the truth. Call out to God.